Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Monday morning. And as we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we welcome our friend Corey Curtis from News 2 to the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Why don't we just call this segment the weekly celebration of the NFC North?
It really is. As you pointed out on Twitter last night, the Bears didn't lose. The Lions didn't lose. The Packers did lose.
NFC,
so I guess it's a good
the
week
only
for you.
NFC North team to lose. The Vikings didn't lose either. The only NFC North team to lose was Green Bay.
That is true. What did you think of divisional weekend? Baltimore hammers Houston. San Francisco gets past my beloved Packers. And then yesterday, the Lions punched their ticket to the NFC title game. And the Bills missed the field goal at the end, and Kansas City wins again to advance the AFC title game. What did you make of what we saw on divisional weekend and the matchups in the title games?
Well, I'm actually three really good games, number one. So that was fun to watch. It was also, to see Brock Purdy come up with that drive late and step up, is impressive and great to see, for the future of 49ers, for the future of the NFL, really, when you can see, guys step into that role and be that guy, for the Lions. I mean, Jared Goff stepped up for the Lions. He stepped up both playoff games. He's been great. I mean, that touchdown throw to Amon-Ra St. Brown was, I mean, just pinpoint, absolutely perfect. He's been great. As a Cubs fan, I'm happy for the Lions. I am. I know the pain. I know the misery. I know the feeling of defeat before every season starts. So excited for them to reach this point. We'll see what they've got in San Francisco, but this is a huge step forward for them. And then the Bills and the Chiefs. Every one of these is a classic. It seems like, and I will be the first to say I was wrong. All season long, I have said that the Chiefs do not have the weapons to get to the championship game. They do not have the weapons. I still don't think they have the weapons, but they're there. And Patrick Mahomes got them there, putting 27 points on the board when I didn't think they could score 27 points. And as good as Josh Allen is, he missed that throw late that could have put them in the lead.
Well, so are you talking about the one to Diggs?
No, the one.
One in the end zone.
Where he took a shot. Yeah, where he's short in the end zone. Yeah, right.
The guy was open. I mean, he's open. I mean, you're an elite quarterback. You complete that throw.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like he's great. I'd take him as my quarterback, but.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not like none of these big losses have been on him. Some of them, last year, the turnovers.
Yeah, you feel like Mahomes completes that throw, though.
Yeah, Mahomes is – yeah. So, Mahomes in Baltimore, I mean, both of these games excite me. I'm a little – in all seriousness, I'm not just, like, trolling the Lions. I am a little dubious. I still think if the Niners play their best, they're clearly better at home against the Lions. But I'm hoping we get two good games. Do you think we will?
Gosh, I got to think the Chiefs and Ravens is down to the wire. You have to think that one is. And, the Lions had every opportunity to pucker in that game, to tie it at 10 at the half. Look, I mean, the Bucs came in with eight losses. So, I mean, they clearly were not a perfect team. I think I had the Bucs pick 32nd in my preseason rankings. So
you weren't alone.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were going to be awful this year. So I think Todd Bowles, I'm excited for Baker Mayfield. I like Baker Mayfield. He's been in some tough situations, played when he probably shouldn't have played, injured that last year in Cleveland. So I was glad to see him play at a high level and achieve and show he could win in the playoffs. But, there are franchises and there are teams that we've seen collapse before. And, that's a game that, a lot of teams that have a history of losing lose, and they kept going. And I think, their head coach has a lot to do with that. And I think their culture has a lot to do with that. And so, I look, I think they can go to San Francisco and play. Are they going to win? I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, the 49ers were lucky to get by Green Bay.
Corey, what do you make of where the Titans coaching search currently stands? Brian Callahan getting a second interview today, reportedly. So he's the one that we know is getting a second interview at this point.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like Ben Johnson has much interest interviewing with the Titans. I think he's interviewed with everybody except the Titans. And then there's people that continue to believe that Aaron Glenn is going to get strong consideration for the Titans head coaching job as well. So what do you make of where things currently stand, and which way do you see the wind blowing right now as it relates to the Titans head coaching search?
Well, you're asking me my opinion. I'm going to tell you, I think it's Brian Callahan or Aaron Glenn that's going to wind up with this job. You know, they've got one of the Rooney Rule interviews out of the way. You know, the question is, when can they get the second one? If it's Aaron Glenn, when can they get that done? I don't know. What are the rules for interviewing Aaron Glenn now they're still coaching?
If they win, well, they can't this week. If they win, they have to wait until
they can't. Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so. So I think Aaron Glenn may have coached himself out of this job if he was going to get it or going to be seriously considered.
Well, and now they're going to have to bring in a second external minority in for an interview outside of David Shaw. You know, they've got plenty to choose from because they've interviewed Brian Johnson, the guy from Carolina,
Thomas Brown. Yep.
Yeah, Thomas Brown. There's another one I think too. I'm trying to go over. I mean, shoot, there's 10 candidates. but yeah, so there's plenty to choose from. But yeah, so I think it's one of those two, and it's a matter of how much, if they want Aaron Glenn, are they willing to wait? You know, I think, like I said, I think it's one of those two guys, and you know, Callahan makes a lot of sense as 1A, but we'll wait and we'll see. You know, it's interesting.
I personally, here's my, I'll call a shot. Okay. I think Thomas Brown comes in this week for an in-person interview. And I think that Brian Callahan has offered the job, and I think it's possible that Thomas Brown is his OC.
Yeah, I think that's possible for sure. For sure. I think, you know, he's the only one of these guys that they've interviewed that makes sense as an OC possibility. I know a lot of people think Cohen is a possibility as well at OC for Callahan, the former Kentucky OC. But I think, you know, Thomas Brown, you know, there's a lot of continuity with that Rams system, you know, with Callahan, you know, who comes from that system as well. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Corey, what do you think of the Ben Johnson part of this, of him interviewing basically with everybody except the Titans who have requested to interview him at this point?
You know, I've always thought that the big spenders, the Commanders and Panthers, were going to be the hottest and heaviest after him. I know the Titans like him a lot and were really interested, but I just always thought those two were going to be willing to spend more to get him. And I think when you see his paycheck, it's for a guy who's never been a head coach, it's going to be astronomical. And so we'll see how that works out. And I'm guessing he's the Commander's coach. I talked to Teron Davenport last night. He says Washington, and I agree with him.
So let's say it is Callahan. You're talking about potentially his dad coming in as O-line coach. I know there's been some Munchak, you know, chatter out there for sure, but got a guy who doesn't call plays, he got a boost this year, frankly, by Joe Burrow getting hurt and by Jake Browning doing what he did. But just from everything you know of him, I mean, would that be to you an exciting hire for the Titans?
I think he is qualified for the job. And I think, you know, he's got a history of working with some really good quarterbacks. You know, he elevated an offense this year despite the quarterback going down. You know, they've had their offensive line issues. That's for sure. How much of it is personnel? How much of it is scheme? And how do you get it fixed? You know, that's, you know, you're talking about Munchak and his dad. Those are two ways, you know, to certainly – you know, get it worked on. That's for sure. And I think that's one the fans like. I think he's got the pedigree. You know, his dad being a former head coach, he's been in the NFL his whole life. So, you know, it sounds like from some of the stories, you know, the TD was telling me about, you know, the expectations and creating expectations with the organization. He knows how to command a group, and that's obviously important. And so I think he's the guy who's ready for the job, and it's just a matter of if it's the Titans or someone else, and then we'll see how it goes.
Well, Corey, great stuff as always. You delivered as you always do. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Well, I mean, you're welcome. I apologize for whoever's next. I know it's an impossible bar to meet, so just tell, you know, John Glennon I'm sorry, and we'll move on.
Well, we need to get Glennon on soon, talk more about Trey Avery. A lot of Trey Avery discussion we need to have.
By the way, congratulations, Joe. I know you've sworn off the Lions to us 1,000 times, but once a team is in your blood, it just doesn't go away.
That's right.
And so enjoy the moment. And, you know, you don't know. You just don't know. I mean, they won the division. They won a lot of games this year. How many six seeds have made it to the Super Bowl? A whole bunch.
I've got them winning. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I've got them winning coming up on Sunday. I really do.
Well, if again, Corey, like I said earlier, Corey, then if you think it's really possible, I advise you to stock up on munitions and food and things because the apocalypse is coming.
See, it sounds like you're just, you know, banging away at me that I'm stupid, but I know what you're really doing is protecting yourself.
Yes.
That's all that you're doing is protecting yourself. I'm not going to build myself up and allow myself to think that the Lions can win this game. I know what you're doing, and it's totally understandable. I totally get it.
Little Joey Rexo can't have his heart broken again. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you know, he's probably going to, but that's okay. it's yeah. Look,
oh man,
I think any of these four teams can win. I really do. I mean, look, the Ravens are good. They're really good. But we've seen Lamar have playoff stinkers before. And so, you know, he's got to win two more. And I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying he's got that to prove. You know, Mahomes is the only one out there who's got nothing to prove. Everybody else, and Purdy's got something to prove. You know, Jared Goff, you know, he's you know, still wiping off the Rams discarding him. You know, he's gone a long way, but he's got two more to go to get there. And so they've all got something to prove except for Mahomes.
Corey, thank you very much.
Enjoy your day, gang. Talk to you later.
All right. And Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest on Robbie and Rexo. Will we act to what Corey had to say there? Take your thoughts on divisional weekend in the NFL, the Titans head coaching search. We'll get into all that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.